Yes, I just saw on the text line a gentleman said, just looking at the website, and his words said, talking to the old lady about it. Well, make your way on down. Traverse City, it's a beautiful spot. I just stood out there just kind of looking at the view a little bit.
You get a little fresh air?
A little fresh air. Sitting there looking at the view, seeing people who are going to be playing rounds of golf. What time's the first tee time, you think? 7?
The six? First in the morning?
Whatever 6:30? Time that sun cracks
so
the sky.
6:30 a.m. until 10 o'clock, people will probably be out here on this course. That's crazy.
Well, baby. I mean, it's a shame we can't go get we can't get out there about 7 o'clock and get us about 18 in. Get us about maybe 12, 14 in. Shame we can't do that. We got to go to a 16th floor restaurant with beautiful views. So we'll have to do that tomorrow or something, boys.
Yeah. You know? It's a shame. I'll just say it won't be. We start at 7 o'clock, and if I'm out there with you, we're not getting through 18 in that
well,
time.
Well, I mean, if we just get through 9, I'm a nine-hole guy.
Beautiful.
I'm a nine-hole guy.
I ain't gonna lie to you, Tyler.
You're a half-assing type guy, huh?
That's fine. No question. Absolutely.
My obliques and hand, of course, I'm gripping that thing as hard as I possibly can.
I'm telling you, man.
If you had to describe
Ron's stance in one word, it's hunker. I mean, he is hunkered on that sucker. Hunkered down on that sucker.
Got to loosen up that grip, though, man.
I just want to get my arms extended. I'm sorry.
A long swinging Hughley.
I will say the best iron shot I had was with Clint. Said, get a little closer to the ball.
It's just we got to get you got to get clubs that fit, or you got to choke down on the ones you have. You got to stand up a little bit, and then you got to get that face set. And I'm telling you, swing hard. You make contact, it's going somewhere.
Or at least the one above where it's above my feet.
I'll give you one thing, my boy Raybo. I like Parker hit that one on the first tee box. It just kind of fell right next to his tee.
Feel so much better.
And I thought, boy, that's the shortest shot of the day. And it was his first swing for like cold turkey off the plane.
Got to drop your drawers.
Now, what? Raybo hit one that somehow, Tyler, Raybo hit a golf ball with a driver that was on a tee. And if I'm lying, I'm dying. It went backwards 8 inches.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he swings. Hey, big fella swings hard now. He ain't leaving nothing in the clip now.
But he's got it in reverse.
Chief, the ball, and I'm not exaggerating. Parker looked at me and said, "How does that how does that happen? How is that possible?
Oh, was it not me who did it?
I mean, as hard as he swung. Now I can see you doing it. Ron took a couple cuts where the face of the driver was literally aimed at the inside of his left ankle. I don't know. He's got that thing hooded so hard. I'm like, he is literally going to hit one back into his own foot.
I did.
I mean, you know what I mean? No, you didn't. You didn't hit one backwards either. Raybo somehow
did.
At one point, Ron, we were at a hole. I can't remember why, but I'd pulled my cart. My wife was with me. I'd pulled my cart down a little bit in front of the tee box to the right. And Ron's hunkered over that ball. And I'm like, boy, my bride is in a bad spot right now. But the way you had that club hooded, there was no way you were going to hit it at her. So I let it ride. You had that thing, had that thing hooded. I knew she was safe.
There was one though, Tyler. I had positioned myself because for some reason it tails right on me for some reason. And I had positioned myself for that thing to tail right. And right at the last second, Clint said, no, turn your body around.
Well, tail. First of all, it's not a tail.
It tails a little bit to the right.
Tyler, we were 120 maybe from the pin, and he is aimed at least 50 to 70 feet left over a pond left of the pin.
And I'm like, against that slice, huh?
I'm thinking, guarding against it.
I said, Ron, you're aimed at the middle of that pond, and he said, oh, okay. So he lined up straight, and he literally hit that thing 50 to 70 feet right of the pin. I mean, it would have been right at the pin if I left him alone. I was like, well,
let the man work.
I won't say another word, Chief. I'm sorry. Oh, it was like middle of a pond. I thought,
come on,
we got limited balls, man.
You said, damn, hold on, man. He said, turn your body a little bit. Tell you about it a little bit.
Oh,
all right, the lineup is out. Pena leading off, Paredes, Altuve's at second base, Cam Smith in that cleanup spot. Jake Myers behind him. Caratini at DH. And if you're wondering where the first baseman is, Christian Walker's batting seventh. That's where it's come to. I'm sure that person who's going to text in again to me telling me he's, oh, you're making a big deal over Christian Walker. He's hitting 255 over his last whatever games. All right. He's now dropped to the seventh spot. Yiner Diaz behind him in the eight hole with Trammell in left field. All right, this is the return of Kyle Tucker. And we've seen a lot of guys come back to now the Daikin Park. And George Springer, I believe there was a certain feel of him being beloved. Correa, there was a feel of him being beloved. Those guys helped you win a championship. Bregman is in that camp. Even when Verlander left, there, you know, all of that, we've seen these guys come back. I'm wondering from Astros fans, where does Kyle Tucker rank in that? I'm sure he gets a video tonight. Hell, I was at a game. They drug a video of Yuli out. And I think he got on the team the day before, like the night before. They drug a Yuli video out before they gave him in standing O. I know he'll get a video. And I'm sure he'll get a standing ovation. But where do you think Kyle Tucker is when it comes to be? Is he beloved by Astros fans? Because I think Springer, Correa, Bregman, hell, Verlander, I think those guys are Yuli. I think those guys are beloved. Ryan Pressly, somebody else, potentially he's coming into this one. I don't know if he'll pitch, but you know, those guys have a certain feel. Where do you think Kyle Tucker ranks in that?
I don't think he's in the. I don't think he's on the list.
Yeah, I think. I don't think there's a lot. I don't feel. It doesn't feel like there's as much emotion.
Well, you got coming. There's a lack of playoff production that holds it. That, you know, big moment production. I mean, he was obviously great overall, but there's big moment production. He don't have. I don't think, and I could be wrong. Tyler would know better than me, but I don't think that Kyle Tucker has like a signature moment in the playoffs where it was just like, wow, that changed a series or won a game. The other part of that is I on stuff like this, I go back to my immediate group where we got about, I don't know, probably 20, 25 Astros fans that in my group that we talk pretty consistently. Kyle Tucker's the only Astro, big name Astro like that, you know, at some point or another, a good percentage of that group was like, you can trade him if you want. Now, and I'm talking before he became Kyle Tucker and before they actually traded him. I don't know that, you know, the rest of these guys, 99.9% of my crew was in love with. Like, hell, they're untouchable. I don't know that Kyle Tucker was ever even close to that with my crew.
No, I know. It doesn't seem like it. Tyler, you would probably, from the fans' perspective, probably have the best thought of this. It does feel like, and to me, Kyle Tucker, this is a guy who is, the last three seasons has been an all-star. The last three seasons he's been, since they've started this all-MLB team, he has been on the all-MLB team as one of the best players. He had a fifth-place finish a couple of years ago when in the MVP race and led the league in RBIs a couple of years ago. I mean, he's got a great run here the last couple of years in stats, but it does feel like, to me, Tyler, as I said, I feel like you're probably best to kind of look at it from the fan perspective. It don't seem like he's on that level.
No, and I think everything you just said and everything Clint kind of laid out is right in line with how I feel. I mean, I'm thankful for Kyle Tucker and his service as an Astro during his years here, sure. But no, I do not put that man and his weak-ass shins in the same group as, like, Springer or the other guys we love dearly that left Houston. No, he's a tier below for Kyle Tucker and them shins.
Like he was 17 of 61 in the playoffs in 2021. Ooh. Not, you know, pretty good did last that, but that last that one year where he was real, real good, that fifth place finishing,
mm-hmm.
My man went 6-for-40.
Enjoy six Chicago. 6-for-40.
That 2003 playoff run seems to have become more talked about with Kyle Tucker than his the entirety that he was here. That run where it was.
Well, it just seems like when you when you play for a team that wins, what was it, Tyler, seven straight ALCSs?
That is correct.
And wins as many games as the Astros won over a 10-year span. It's like if you're not having like multiple big moments in the playoffs, then you're going to pale in comparison to the guys that do.
Text line coming in. Tucker never represented H-Town. Tucker is appreciated but not beloved. No emotional attachment.
That's good.
A polite applause and just move on.
I'm with you. Hell, I wouldn't play the video. Y'all know where I'm at.
He caught the final out.
If anybody wants to stay after the game and watch Kyle Tucker take a little bow to the crowd or something, watch a video, you can. I'm finna go to battle with you.
I'll stand up and play.
I'm fixing to go to battle with you, man. I ain't gonna stroke you before I play you.
You're not gonna stroke him before you play him.
That's right.
Coming up next.
Can Ron get a 1942 with
water? I don't. Can I get it? I would like some tequila, spring water, and a lime, but I would like the lowest level of tequila.
Don't do that.
All right, coming up next, as Clint just continues to turn this thing nasty, the Rockets made a big move with Kevin Durant. But I will ask you this, and we'll discuss on the other side. For the Rockets to have the best chance, I had this conversation with Aaron in his hotel room earlier today. For the Rockets to have the best chance for them to win the championship next year,